Hello and welcome. This is Brian from bflyerguard.com, bflyerguard11 on Instagram. You should check out the website. We got a lot of new back-to-school backpacks. Check out all the backpacks, whatever collection you like. Really make some heads turn when you put these backpacks on, I promise. And you'll be having a piece of art at the same time. So on this podcast, we're going to be talking about a few different topics. This podcast in general relates to your artistic journey and life stuff and real life stuff and your artistic journey, but it's kind of interesting. I wonder how some people would respond to, you know, if you're a teacher and students. Not students, but the school that you work at kind of draws over the artwork that you put in the school. I guess how would you react to or respond to that? You know, some people might respond differently, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, doing what's right to the teacher. I think that's really messed up. I think, you know, they did it without warning. They just drew over his, painting, and it wasn't right because, I mean, they basically got rid of his artwork, and all, you know, students were kind of upset too. You know, all the hard work that they put in, just all for nothing. You know, and that is frustrating. Kind of like. You know, I saw recently that this beautiful, beautiful mural that was put in there up in L.A. for Nipsey Hussle was drawn over, and then supposedly somebody died over that Indian red. But at the end of the day, like, it's, you know, yeah, that was actually a separate issue from what I understood. But at the end of the day, you know, artists, it's amazing how people don't really appreciate art, just the skill, the time, the effort, the attention to detail, you know, just how much goes into, you know, creating artwork and just how much effort it takes. So yeah, it is frustrating when you work really hard and you don't see results on your artistic journey. You're striving to be better. You're striving to make a better life, find a better way. And this article was in Houston, by the way, but that took place. And it's just a shame to see. Like, a lot of books on art are dying out. A lot of people want that video format. Wanting that streaming video format. Can you blame them? I mean, it's nice to have. And so, I've kind of gone through a, I just recently finished the Heath Ledger's piece, and that was an interesting piece to do. I really want everybody to check that out at my Instagram. I might start posting more stuff on my website and a few things every now and then on Instagram. I just want people to visit the site, check what we got going on over there, and I want to have some more educational resources and stuff as well for those who'd like to check out some tutorials and stuff. I want to say about tutorials are nice, but if you're not, you know, drawing alongside the artists as they make what they make, you're not going to learn anything. You know, you got to really focus on practicing. Focus on making sure that you're putting in the work. Just make sure you're putting in the work. Because it's pretty important. Ooh, a deer. Man, that thing's huge. This driving thing is no joke. I promise. So basically, when it comes to the got somebody tailgating me right now. This is so fantastic. Feels so good. It's not good enough to see dead deer on the road, and it's like, nah, I gotta tailgate you so I can see how good your bumper, maybe your rear end will feel good on my rear end, my front end. People are ridiculous. I'm not even gonna get over. I'm gonna let her get over. Tailgating. So basically, you know, I say life is also about just not letting anybody. This is where knowing thyself as an artist and as a person helps you, because by knowing yourself, you kind of are able to stay true and stay true to who you are, and like not let people mess with your mind. So some people make you feel guilty, or you know, guilt trip you, or why are you pursuing that? You know, you could be doing this. Hey, look, I'm all about stability. I'm you know, I'm in the process of just, you know, studying, trying to get some other skill to, and I know what skill it's going to be, if it's any skill, you know, so it's going to pay the bills, and I'm not going to play any games with that school stuff. It's like, it has to be something that's going to work, but anyways. So yeah, staying true to who you are is important as an artist, and it'll help you on your journey. And in terms of Heath Ledger, this guy, you know, I was very emotional when making this art piece. It was intense. And I was looking in his eyes, and I just seen so much. I saw willpower, and then I saw just a man that went through a lot. And I think it's important to know that as long as you live in this world, you know, you're going to go through some things. But it's not about what you go through, it's how you kind of, how you deal with it. Got a heat advisor over here. I am. So, you know, Heath Ledger was a, you know, some people create art in acting, and he was an acting artist. You know, he created something that was never seen before. It was special because it was just, it was legendary what he did. That stuff that he was doing, I would say unmatched. He was unmatched in his delivery. And how much he was into the character. He paved the way for Joaquin Phoenix in the Joker film. I gotta get back on my film stuff. I'm looking at a few movies to talk about. But, you know, it's a pleasure to watch him, because, you know, I don't think anybody saw a Joker that good before. It's like, wow, this guy's really totally into character. And he had some, after he was doing, he played that role, he had some nightmares and stuff. Had some bad things happen. But I think there was even a movie showing his death in the movie. I noticed a lot of people in Hollywood that have these roles where they're dying. Unfortunately, you know, that plays out in real life. I think that's pretty insane. I think it's pretty crazy. I don't believe in coincidences. I am a conspiracy theorist. I'm a conspiracy factist. And I think some things that happen out in the world today that are real are actually fake. Just think that some things don't have to always be fake, but it's the it's the world we live in. It's an actor-based reality. You kind of see through it. And I've heard this, a whole number code behind it all. I'm still in numerology. If I had to do the numerology of today, today is July the 25th, so that's 5, 6, 7. So a lot of you guys are going to be wanting to meditate today and do your spiritual work today. It'll probably go work out with your partner today. You got the partnerships and the 5 energy. You're going to feel more free. You're going to feel more flexible with that. I know I had to do my workout tomorrow. And I might even do it tonight before I go to bed. Get a good workout in, break a sweat. Every day is good. Just feel better, man. That'll help your artwork. So, basically, I don't know why people do 75. You just save so much more gas than 70. 65, even better from what my results. So basically, to sum it up with Heath, he was a piece of art. That's why people like it so much. And the music, it just, to be honest, that's kind of how I operate. It's like when I hear great music and then I see the great acting, and then I see great visuals, it gets me excited. Then when I'm around people and I'm performing and I'm doing artwork in front of people, that's just so motivating. It gets me so excited. This guy's coming fast. I'm going to go ahead and let him go around me. I'm not moving out the way. Forget that. Zoom on past, angry as you want to be. Nobody's anger. Anger is a terrible disease. I don't believe angry people live very long. Always mad at everything. Find a reason to get mad at you for no reason. Just angry.
You get out the way. No, you get out the way. No, I get out the way. No, you get out the way. You in my way. Ain't gonna be no way, cause you in my way.
It's frustrating. You gotta once again, like I said in my last podcast, just want to be careful of these people who present themselves in one way but flip the script on you. The supportive person, the supportive partner, meditate, do yoga with you. And all of a sudden, the script is flipped. So, and your real self comes out. You ain't gonna like that. By the time you get involved, it's so toxic. It's just like, man, you're out here working, doing everything the right way. You come home and what do you get? Drama. A house not clean. You can't get a decent meal cooked for you. Need your clothes ironed for work.
You're a grown man. You can clean it yourself.
you can iron yourself. It's like, wow. Extremely narcissistic behavior. And nice people tend to attract narcs. You got a lot of nice women that are with worst of the narcs. It's like nice men with terrible narcissistic women. So, but I would say the people raising the children, need to do a good job of keeping a balance in the home. That alone will help a lot of young artists that are trying to make it. As a man, a good man brings discipline in the house, and you need discipline in this industry to be able to be any level of good You got to practice every day. You can only do pencil 15 minutes to 30 minutes a day. It's just kind of like working out. You may only have 30 minutes a day to work out. Yeah, but do it, because you'll feel better and you'll look better. You'll be more happy when you look in the mirror. And that confidence is a huge thing in art and in life. It's huge. I mean, you may not think of a big deal. Oh yeah, I work out today. But instead, you can't stop. You know, instead you just go get a Big Mac and just lay there. Yeah, I'm gonna work out today. Show them. You gotta have motivation. You can't be. My mom always said, you know, they don't believe fat meat greasy. Something like that. Some people don't believe fat meat's greasy. I guess it's a thing that means, like, if you're fat, you know, you're probably greasy. You find, like, you always got french fries in your hand. Your hand's always greasy. But anyways, hey, I'm guilty. I gotta lose weight. I'm making fun of nobody. But anyways. So it's been a heck of a time. Hopefully they don't lock us down again. That's the big thing. It's always some news that affects all artists. It's the mainstream news. And the latest headlines on CNN says, COVID-19 cases surge nationwide as vaccination rates plummet from spring highs. Spaniards put faith, there's a Los Angeles Times, Spaniards put faith in COVID-19 vaccines even as cases rise. COVID-19 cases surge nationwide as vaccine rates plummet from the spring. So, the whole thing is a joke to me, because I'm not trying to give health advice. This is my opinion. I'm just going to state that, basically. If things were getting better, if there was less people getting sick, and the vaccines are such a great thing as we were told, then why would more people need to get vaccinated if it's doing so much better? Think about it. They said that the cases went down after the vaccine was launched. Okay, cases went down after the vaccine was launched. So therefore, that means it was a successful thing. The people who wanted to get vaccinated got vaccinated. People who didn't, you know, that didn't want it, they didn't, you know, they're fine. You know? If you feel that I'm a threat, you can wear a mask. You know, if you're vaccinated and you feel scared, don't go out the house then. Just get your food delivered. You know? That's it. So that's what I think about it all. You know, if it was such a great thing, then why do we need to get more people vaccinated? If it's doing such a great job, if it did such a great job, it doesn't make sense, does it? So to anybody with logic, you know, that's some logic. Use logic before authority. But Perilous times. And so, hope I don't get canceled for that one. So anyways, I'm thinking that they'll try to lock things down again by the winter months as we head into the fall. You know, they're gonna maybe try to lock things down again. So we have to be, as artists, we have to be prepared for not being able to go to art shows and stuff. If that happens again, I don't think the people are gonna let it happen. People wanna live life. Life is short. It's short enough. People wanna live life and enjoy life, and ultimately. And so we'll see what people are gonna allow. That's all I'm gonna say about that. So see what they allow. But you know, this whole situation is definitely not definitely not a fun one. You know, I'm looking forward to getting something to eat today. Need to put some work in today. Put some heavy work in today. If I get something to eat, I'm not gonna stop. Might stop and take a break, may not. I think it's good to take a break throughout the day. If you work for yourself. And so I also finished Bruce Lee recently. Bruce Lee to me, he means a lot. He means a lot. He was a superhuman. Like, one punch, it's like, one of your punches is like five of Bruce Lee's punches. It's just amazing. The amount of power and that. You probably shred anything with that kind of power. Amazing. I think he had the punching power with Muhammad Ali. But he had a smaller, much smaller body and weight, punching power of Muhammad Ali. It's like, what? This guy must have found the vibranium or something, because that's just amazing. Always fun to draw Bruce. Capture his energy and all that good stuff. Was fun to draw. I don't know why, but I woke up this morning singing Michael McDonald. Is it Michael McDonald? Express yourself. This is why I like it. I like the music. It plays the music. I like the music. Yeah, he was a legend. That was another legend I could draw. Michael McDonald. I like drawing people. I like drawing things I can relate to. You know, some people just... And the main reason why I'm drawing the Jokers that I drew is just... It's just a lot of fun. You know, these guys are legends. They're just... But why, you know, back to the Joker, you know, Joaquin Phoenix was, man, Joaquin Phoenix was special. Just a special. Just a special. I think he kind of took Heath Ledger's character to another level. I think that the Joker had better ratings than the, no, the Dark Knight did have better ratings than the Joker. There is no Joker without, to me, without Ledger. He set the bar, man. He set that bar high, too. I don't really want to go to the movies today. Sit my butt down somewhere. I'm always doing something. I need to enjoy life, too. So I mean, you can be a robot. Human beings aren't designed to just work all the time. It's encouraged, but... It's not how we're designed. There's an interesting article from the BBC. LA man mocked COVID-19 virus my COVID-19 vaccine dies of a virus. Dies of a virus. Fauci says health officials considering mask guidance revision for vaccinated. So they might have to still wear the masks even though you're vaccinated. That's interesting. I can say from experience, you know, wearing the masks, it's really hard on breathing. You know, to me, I like to feel like I have to clear my throat every time I wear, every time I wear these vaccines. I mean, I wear these vaccines. I gotta clear my throat. It's like you taste the cloth in your mouth. It doesn't taste good. So definitely trying to eat healthier. You know, that's definitely a thing for me. But you know, the vaccines. I'm not gonna tell grown people what they want to do with their body. You know, try not to argue about it. I used to care, but now I don't care. You know, whatever happens, happens. Read the ingredients. You know what you're putting in your body. You gotta deal. You gotta deal with the consequences. But just know, you know, you ain't suing nobody. So, just letting you know. Look up the PrEP Act. So, anyways, looks like they're hiring everywhere. Do people want to go back to work? I don't know. Interesting to see if they know how to go back to work. Yeah. I had to stop and take a break at a hotel the other day. Just drawing, sketching in the air. I like hotels, they're real cool. Anybody drive, have a driving job with anxiety, it's not good. So it was creepy the other day going, you know, before I could come out and go inside of Walmart and roast Walmart in their own store, my audio device clicked off. That was funny. Nobody can criticize. Only we say who can criticize us, for we are Walmart, made in China. Tough stretch of the road right here. I'm gonna need both hands. I'll be back for more. Stay tuned.